got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
I'm in a bit of a pickle. I want to do something that I know that it's not the right thing to do. Everything in my brain's
you
going...
You know it's not the right thing.
I know.
Why are we even discussing
You'll
it?
You'll understand it.
Okay.
I've asked for medical advice. I've asked for advice from as many people as I can get. But there's like an almost animal instinct within me, and I feel like this is common. So we were speaking earlier, about an hour ago. You and I did the Surf Coast Trek on Saturday.
Yes.
So I did 40 kilometres. Unfortunately, when I took my shoes off at the end of the 40 kilometres, even though I taped all of my toes, pretty much taped every single part of my foot, I managed to have gained 3 new family members.
3? I thought there was only 2.
What? 3 bigger than 50 cent pieces blisters.
Ugh, I've seen them. They are.
Yeah. Ugh. I can't wear any other shoes than thongs. Which is, you
Without
know, very
rubbing.
Very professional to walk into work. And I wear Birkenstocks and I'm saying that this. So.
Oh, so you can't even put your Birks on?
No, because the back one sits exactly where the rim of the Birk is. So the two
Not
big
the
ones.
Rim of the Birk.
So on my left foot are the 2 big ones. So one on the big toe and one on the back of the heel. One
the big toe looks like an extra toe.
It is a big
It's a big bitch. Boy.
I can't describe it any other way. I know from history, don't pop them.
Yeah, you've popped in the past.
And I got infected feet on 2 blisters on both feet at the exact same time. And I was almost immobile for 3 weeks with these infected blisters. Mm-hmm. I know that it's a bad idea to pop these blisters.
Yep.
But something in my brain. I saw a doctor today. And I was like, what do you think? And they suggested this. And I was like, yeah, cool. But can I pop them? Something in my brain says pop them.
Like, do you want to squeeze it like a pimple?
No, so weird... you animal. I want it like classic hot needle, quick in and out. Do the thing where you drain it and like the foot juice comes out.
Ugh, don't call it foot juice.
What do you want me to call it?
I don't know anything.
Pre-pus?
Yuck.
If it's not pus yet, it's definitely on the way.
Okay.
5223295. Help me. Tell me why I shouldn't pop my pimples. Even though I have several...
They're not pimples.
Oh, yeah. Blisters.
You've got pimples on your feet. You need to see a doctor
thing.
About
that's
it.
That's a different thing. 5223295. Or convince me why I should pop my blisters and so I can wear normal shoes again. Kirby from Brimley is giving us a call on 5223295. I'm happy to take one person's advice to pop the blisters. Kirby, please tell me. Do you want me to pop them?
Look, mate, I've got 2 boys. It's a boy thing. You like picking your scabs and popping things that shouldn't be popped. No, seriously, it's a really bad idea for you to do that because you're actually going to make your feet worse and more susceptible.
Mm.
So please don't.
So, Kirby, the thing is, I hear that. I hear the words coming out of your mouth. Same with my osteo this morning. Heard her words. I agree with them.
All right.
The little voice in my head goes, but what if you popped them?
What if I put it in this way, Tim?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wouldn't pop your eyeball.
It's an intrusive thought.
Don't do it.
It's an intrusive thought. Don't go with the intrusive thought, Tim, please.
Kirby's begging, Tim. Begging you.
Kirby, I hear you. Trust me. But I still... want to.
Well,
it's a weird thing.
If you still want to, Tim, Lisa in Ocean Grove apparently has a better idea.
Lisa, I want to pop my blizzies. What do I do?
Well, Tim, I've got a better idea that I think Jess would actually find highly amusing and enjoy. That I explained back in the day, I used to do gymnastics and we'd get some pretty mean blisters on our hands. And our coach used to do what was called a hot shot. So with a little pin, she would just give it a prick and some of the fluid drain out, and then she would replace that with a little syringe with this solution that you can get called Friar's Balsam.
What's Friar's Balsam, Lisa?
Sounds like you're on the Russian gymnastics team going for the Olympics.
It is an antiseptic that is absolutely torturous to apply to open skin, which is basically what you're doing.
Right.
Apparently, it gained traction in the military initially, and they don't like it.
I'm not going to war. Lisa.
It is really effective.
I said, I just want to let the dogs out. I don't want to put the dogs down, if you know what I mean. This seems so full on.
It will put antiseptic over the bits, over all the open skin that's underneath it, so it doesn't get infected, and pretty much glue that top bit of skin back on the plate, right. And in 2 days, you'll be wearing your shoes again.
There you go. Right, see, that's a good...
It was the glue for me that I didn't like. Jake from Port Arlington, should I pop my blizzies or not?
Pop them. I do it all the time. You don't pull the skin off.
There we go. I got one. Anyway, hang up. All right. What do? We got the answer we wanted. There we go.
Jake.
He does it all the time. Jake says
don't
it's fine.
Listen to Jake.
You're on K-Rock 955. Pop your blizzies, kids, from Tim and Jess.
Oh, no.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Now, I'm going to say this once, and I don't want to have to say it again. Jess said she's going to tell us a story about space. And she said it only applies to us if we're not astronauts.
Sure.
So I want promises, if you're listening right now and you are an astronaut and cosmonaut too, I will count that. Do not listen.
We have a lot of cosmonauts to listen to this.
It does not apply to you. So yeah. Call up right now if you are an astronaut. Dob yourself in.
And then turn off your radio.
Turn it off. All right, I can pretty much vouch, Jess, that no astronauts are listening now because they promised.
Would you call yourself a bit of a foodie, Tim?
Not at all. You know that.
Do you enjoy
I had heated noodles in a yogurt bar for lunch today. No one's calling me a food connoisseur.
All right, for the purposes of this, I need you to say you love food.
Yes, darling.
Sure.
I love food.
What if I told you could put your two passions together, food and space?
You didn't tell me I had to like space. You just told me I had to be not an astronaut.
I already know you like space.
Yes. We have been discussing, maybe we talk about space too much on this show. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. So you've hit two of my nerves. I love food and being an astronaut.
I can tell. There is a new tourism venture that has been announced called Zafalto. It's from France. And apparently this like French agency is putting together a new Michelin star dining experience where you are put up to the edge of the atmosphere in a pressurized capsule attached to a stratospheric balloon.
Congratulations on getting through all those words without stuffing them up.
The balloon's name is Celeste. And you are in this pressurized capsule and you'll have a 3-course meal before being brought back down to Earth.
Physically or with the bill?
Well, the bill, I mean, look, that's where things get a little bit pricey.
It sounded cheap so far, so I'm in a state of shock, if I'm being honest.
I worked it out in Australian dollars.
Good. That's how I get paid, so this is going to be good for me to understand.
Just a cheap $16,000 meal. So cheap. Cozzy lives, getting high.
Cosmonaut.
Yeah.
You're saying it wrong. Cosmonaut. It's a Russian.
Would you go in one of these? Okay, say it's not $16,000. Say it's $160.
I think you say $160,000. Nah.
$160, 3-course meal. They put you in this capsule, shoot you up into the atmosphere. You've got overlooking the Earth, hanging from this stratospheric balloon.
Name Celeste. Yeah, you'd do it.
You'd do it?
Yeah, why not? $160, that's a good deal.
$16,000?
Bad deal.
Still good deal.
So that's where I jump up to bad
deal.
But
it's like, I mean, what an experience. That's a Michelin star experience. That's, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're serving. They haven't said it's a French meal. And multiple glasses of French wine are included in that $16,000.
Isn't French wine just champagne?
I don't think all French wine is champagne.
No, it legally has to be. It's from the Champagne region.
All French wine is champagne?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think you're telling porkies.
Well, I'm on that. I'm actually also an astronaut, so I shouldn't have been listening this whole time. I'd like to say we don't often do this.
Here we go.
Can I say a fun fact?
Okay.
Yeah, I know. This is why it's so weird. So Michelin star restaurants, right?
Yes.
Don't give me this.
No, because I've heard this fun fact.
You've heard it?
So
you've heard it, have you? This is genuinely a fun fact.
I know it is.
Michelin is literally... The Michelin star, like the Thai company. Because the Thai company did it.
Yep.
And they were like, oh, if we put all these Michelin star restaurants around, guess where you'll drive to with our Thais? These restaurants.
So fun. Do you want to tell your AFL one next? You're so full of fun facts.
I feel like what I've brought in 30 seconds was something where you've brought I don't have $16,000 to go to have
maybe
terrain by the moon.
Maybe someone does. Instead of going to Disneyland, go to space.
You know what? I'm a cosmonaut too. So I can't listen twice.
No more space stuff on the Tim and Jess show.
Thank you.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, you know that you and I have been in long-term relationships for a long time now, and I've got this like new obsession with trying to help out the single people in my life.
I just think it's the worst idea. Because you know what single people don't like to hear, Jess? People in relationships going, it's easy.
It's
you know,
so
when
easy.
You stop looking for someone, that's when it happens. You just need to stop thinking. It's out of your control.
Well, I found an article that started the headline, How Woolies and Kmart Can Help Your Dating Life. And I went, oh, Kmart can do many things for me.
I don't know you could lay by a boyfriend.
Me either. Clicked it, a mate, immediately. And there was a bunch of suggestions on where specifically females looking for males can go to find the perfect man.
Right.
And with specific times too. I'm going to take you through what this article has suggested, Tim, because I think it could be a little bit of BS. But this article suggests Woolies at 3 p.m. on a weekday.
All right. Well, looks like I'm missing out on some fine
young men. If you are not a Woolworths right now, you are missing out on peak tradies. Apparently, a lot of tradies end up going to Woolies at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So what I imagine you do is you stand out the front with a giant net, right?
Yeah.
You keep an eye out for the high vis, and then one who's got the biggest chocolate milk. That's
yeah.
it. Yeah, you catch him. And then you take him home and he's yours. You caught him. That's how you get it.
Another suggestion was to head to the Kmart men's section, pretend you're buying a present for a dad or a brother,
right,
and strike up conversation with men in the Kmart men's section. Apparently, especially if there's a 24-hour Kmart, which there is in Belmont, well, you can do this any time of the day.
I just, like, I'm trying to think of a situation. Say if I'm in, like, I was in Target the other day.
Yeah.
And if someone came up to me and said, oh, I'm buying this for my brother. What do you think? And like came up and started like putting it against
me. Why would they be touching you?
Like, you know how like, oh, I just want to see if he's roughly your size. Because I feel like that'd be a good way to get
into
it.
Yeah, good line.
She's like, oh yeah, you know, he's chair. And then I'm like, all right, what's up with you and your brother? You know, and then you're like, yeah, it seems
it's a bit weird.
Bit strange.
Their other suggestion was to buy/borrow a dog so that you can open up your dog social circle.
From experience, since I bought my dog, the overarching thought is how cheap it was.
Sure.
Everything about it, you know? Everything about owning a dog, it's like I'm getting paid, Jess.
This whole article just made me think, is anyone actually meeting people like off apps? Like, is there ever like just an authentic meet cute scenario?
Meet cute is my least favorite wording. It's so like it's a meet.
Well, it's
cute.
Like a romantic comedy kind of trope. Like the girl runs into the guy, they run into each other, and
the train station things
fall on the floor, and he helps her scoop everything up. That's like a meet.
He's on the bus, and she bumps into him. He accidentally taps off.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, oh, I think this is my stop. Hey.
Maybe it's the thing. 522-232-955. Have you had like a meet cute in real life? Did you meet your partner, the person you're with currently, in actual real life somewhere? And how did it happen?
I feel like this is way more common than you're assuming. You met your person in real life. Yeah, I met my person in real life.
But we did a speed dating night. Like you did have a meet cute with your partner because you guys were like on a night out and you spotted her from
I was in Kmart. She was shopping for her brother. Turns out it wasn't her brother. It was for me. She just wanted to strike up a conversation. She put it on lay-by, my heart that is. And you know, ever since then, it's been a great dream. She's about to have a baby. I'm very excited.
Shut up. I'm serious. 522-232-955. Give us a call. Tell us about your meet cute.
Jacinta in Geelong, have you had a moment that Jess refers to as a meet cute?
Yes, I have.
Okay, tell us about it.
So I was currently living at a unit complex at the time, and I'd had a mate over. This mate invited another mate over, and my partner that I'm currently with had decided to walk into my unit complex at the time, and I was only in underwear or in leggings and a bra at the time. And that's how we met.
Oh, hello.
That's a first impression. So
yes.
So this was your housemate's friend?
One of my unit complexes, mate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is a good one.
So you were like, this is where I live. This is my bra.
Yeah.
How, when you like meet people and you tell the story about how you meet, is it something that you and your partner fight to tell the story of? Because I imagine your partner's perspective is completely different to yours.
He's all over it. He loves to say about how he met me.
Tell you what, it didn't take her long to get her top off, you know? Something.
Start a conversation like that, Jacinta. Like, you see this guy, you're like, yep, he looks all right. Maybe he lives here.
Maybe he's about to break into my house. Who knows? Yeah.
Well, I had an ensuite at the time, so I pretty much come out of my bedroom and into my ensuite, and he was there, and I was like, oh, and I ran just back into the ensuite. Like, what do I do?
Put her on the top. Put her on the top. I feel like we keep coming back to that. Katie's in Grovedale. Katie, did you have a meet cute moment in person?
Yes, I did.
Tell us about it.
So I met my partner at my cousin's engagement party.
Oh, okay, so this is like related to your self? Cousin's partner, right? Or friend of the family?
A friend of the family.
Wow.
Okay.
So talk us through it. How did it happen? Did you spot lock eyes across the dance floor? Or?
During the Macarena?
No, basically I had not seen him for the whole night. I walked up to the bar and he was standing next to me and I just turned and looked at him. I was like, buy you a beer?
Oh, Katie! Good
and
line.
Like, there's a tab on the bar. I'm like, well, what are you drinking?
Yeah, and then you invited him to the conga line and you were like, come on here, mate. You know where you are in the train, right on the caboose. Choo-choo-choo. See, Jess? It's just like a movie.
Yeah.
Just like a movie.
Head out to your local Kmart.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
The other day we were talking about how we have, you and I, have lots of people with the name Maddie in our lives.
Yes.
Multiple, all with different spelling, and you believe that the way the name is spelt is a big defining characteristic of who they are as a person.
Well, I just think that it's unusual to see like a Madison spelt with two D's is not going to be a Maddie with an I.
Or a Y.
Or a what? No, the 2 days is screams why to me.
Well.
But like a Madeline, as opposed to a Madison, screams IE to me. Maddie with an IE.
Right, because my sister's name is Madeline.
Yeah.
She goes by Maddie, but no one in the family calls her Maddie. It's weird to call her Maddie. It's Mads.
Right.
But she's an M-A-D-Y. But then my wife.
M-A-D-Y?
Yeah, one D. And then my wife's best friend, she's a Maddie.
Yeah.
And she's an M-A-double-D-Y.
Is she a Madison or a Madeline?
Madeline.
Okay.
But then I also went to school with someone who was M-A-D-double-E, like Maide. If your name is Maddie, call through now, 52-232-955. I would love to get someone to back up because what is your good friend Maddie?
Yeah, my best mate Maddie. She's Madison with double D. And
I.
She goes by a Y.
She puts a Y.
Yeah,
M-A-double-D-Y. There's no Y in her name.
Maddie. That's how I've always.
Maddie.
That's what
just because you say it doesn't make. But you understand that doesn't make literal sense.
Yeah, I know. I think there are some people in her life that call her IE Maddie.
Because she had IE energy to me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And like I feel like maybe when we were growing up, she used to also put a love heart above her eye for Madison.
Was it like...
But she'd get really offended if you only put one D. She's a Madison with a double D. Don't.
This is what I mean. It's so... Because we were talking about how there's other names that this can obviously apply to. Sean's a good one. There's like four ways you can spell a Sean. Mm-hmm. But Maddie's so particular.
And it's like Madison, Madeline. Are there any other? And then you got the Madelines who spell it with L-Y-N.
What do you mean? That's how.
Madeline.
Because I know that you can see the one you're saying. But because we're not writing it down, there's no subtitles on this.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't follow with what's...
I'm just saying there's different spellings, which leads to more nicknames.
Yes. But literally now, the way your Maddie spells her Maddie after Madeline, when there's no Y in her name and she's adding it to her shortened name, her preferred name.
She just doesn't... She didn't want to be an IE. I can ask her why tonight if you'd like.
No, it's IE.
Okay.
Not Y. I feel like I'm losing you, mate. Because honestly, is it confusing? We've got our show notes of what we're talking about. It just says Maddie, 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 Maddie.
Yeah. I've never seen anyone spell it M-A-D-I-E, just one D.
Well, I have. And that's the beautiful thing about perspective, Jess. Everyone's got their own version of it. Maybe we need to get a Maddie on the show because I feel like they're the best person to talk about how they see other Maddies.
Okay. My best mate will have opinions on this. Guaranteed.
Is it Maddie with an I or a Y?
I'll get her to send me a voice note.
Oh, God, this could go for 14 minutes. We're not a podcast, mate.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
We are asking a pretty simple question today on 52232955. What fires you up more than it should?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still getting a bit annoyed that, Jess, you're refusing to say you're a fiery person.
I'm not that fiery. I think I'm very well-mannered, very measured human being. Don't look at me like that.
I'm not saying anything. I'm offering an opportunity for you to share. Share with the group. I was just saying tailgating for me, I just get so, because it's like you're putting everyone in danger.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, well, see, I just get so worked up by it. Someone sent a message, Matt sent us a message from Grovedale. He said, for some reason, I never buy into the argument. You know how people are always like, oh, Melbourne's so much better than Sydney or Adelaide's so much better than, he's like, I don't care.
Yeah. Why do people care so much
about
that?
You very much, I could say, oh, man, yeah, Budapest. And, but you'd be like, no, not as good as Melbourne. Who cares? it's one of those things where some people get really fired up about it. What is something that you would say you or maybe your partner gets fired up about?
Well, you mentioned it in the last break, the not waving thing.
Partner, when you let someone in?
My partner, Akshay. I've had him bite my head off because I haven't waved to people before.
Oh, you've got to wave.
And that's what he said. He's like, give him a wave.
Yeah.
They've just let you in. Give him a wave. What are you're not going to wave to them? Wait, and then
it's borderline un-Australian to not wave.
He's obsessive about it.
And even I found myself driving on Saturday night towards the city and I got let in and it's in the dark. So obviously it's harder to see everything in the dark. And I overcompensated my thank you wave because I was like, well, it's dark. He needs to see me. So I'm
right.
Thanks, mate. Thank you very much for letting me in. 52232955. What fires you up more than it should? And it's definitely something. Do you think it brings out ugly versions of yourself?
Oh, yeah. I don't like the person I become when I have these moments.
I figured out. I think I might have a car issue because I think I've told you about the only time I ever turned to my wife and I said, never do that again, is when she leant over and tried to honk the horn of my car when someone cut in front of
me. Oh, and I was wow.
Like, we don't do that here. Unsubscribe. Adam from Herne Hills giving us a call. Adam, what fires you up more than it should?
I know it's totally irrational, but when I cook for someone and they add salt to the meal before they even try it.
Oh, yes. Because they're assuming you haven't put enough salt.
No. Adam, it's just not me. Some people. Some people like a little bit of extra salt. So I don't think it's
but
disrespectful.
How do you know you're not oversalting it? Why don't you trust that I got the salt right and then you're not just ruining it with more salt?
I kept a close eye on your cooking and I just think you could use a bit more salt.
Adam, you should hide the salt and pepper shakers before people come over.
I know.
Put it up your sleeve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did you say you needed salt? Why don't you taste it first?
All thanks, guys. You're the best. Good buddy.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.